Welcome, day two, AOC 2021. It's Gavin O'Mara from FE News, and I'm joined by David.
Yeah, nice. Thank you for having me back on.
Oh, no, no worries at all. I thought our show the other day was really epic.
I really enjoyed it.
It's really cool. With day two of AOC 2021, it's been a really cool couple of days, actually.
It has.
Maybe we can help you catch up a little bit, because we streamed yesterday at 1, and then after that, we had the rest of the afternoon. So what I'm going to do is maybe play a little bit of a little video that I did with one of the main speakers for the end session and some reflections from people from the stage, just to bring us up to speed. And then we've got some treats. We've got some really cool news from different people. So I'll just play that for you now.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Cooklands, Chief Executive of the Institute for Apprenticeships and Technical Education.
Can we talk about the last session of day one of AOC?
Sure thing. So I was part of a panel of four. So Andy Berry from Somerset, Keith Smith, the Director of Post-16 Education in DfE, and Joe Saxton, who's the new Chief Regulator from Ofqual, and myself, being interviewed by Justin Webb. So no pressure.
And what do you think of the outcomes for the session?
So we were asked to have a bit of a pre-think about what we thought our vision for the Skills System 2025 was going to be about. I think there was quite a lot of commonality, I think, in terms of the themes that people were talking about, that kind of sense of continuing what's been working in terms of employer engagement in both apprenticeships and technical education, thinking about sort of system leadership, thinking about those big issues around the balance between competition and collaboration, how the sector is going to really deliver well on the new kind of qualifications like team levels, for example. So,
I'm Anne Lim, and I'm Chair of City and Guilds.
Can we talk about the last session of day one at AOC 2021?
Well, I've just come out of the last session of AOC 2021. What I really liked about it was that it was a very lively panel discussion, beautifully chaired by Justin, I thought. And I particularly liked hearing the voice of the college leadership. Andy, I don't know him, I've never met him, but he had that wonderful combination of kind of strategy and policy, but delivery on the ground.
So that was the tail end of day one yesterday. You were just saying when we were watching that, actually, David, that was a really good session. You enjoyed that.
It was a really good session. I thought Andy, who she referenced there, was brilliant as well. Really kind of nailed the issues.
Yeah, that's really cool. For me, the one I really, really, really wanted to see, and I was a bit nervous who's going to get it or not, was Nadeem. And I think this sends out a real statement of intent that he's recently enrolled. Crushed it on his other role, to be honest. Vaccines minister, what's your job? Get as many vaccines as you can and shovel as many arms as you can. Totally crushed that one. And I think it's interesting that he's come out, he spoke to everyone, he seems really, really engaging. We got a cool video, he come and met me.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, he seemed all right as well, which is really, really good. Oh, I'll play it for you now. And this is Gavin from FE News, and I have the great privilege to be joined by Nadeem, Education Secretary. How are you?
I am well. It's great to be with you, Gavin, and I hope you'll agree that this is an important moment for the skills. It is the era of the skills economy. That was my message to the brilliant college leaders, and of course, many people from across the education ecosystem, if I can describe it as that. We've had a really strong settlement from the Chancellor, a 26% real uplift, 42%. In cash terms, so £3.8 billion. But it's not just about the inputs, the money, it's about what we do with that. And I spoke about the journey around apprenticeships when I was in a department 6 years ago as the apprenticeship czar. We had lots of czars in those days. And then, of course, about the skills bill, which is an important moment in terms of how we complete that journey in both delivering quality and quality of outcomes for young learners and adult learners as well. And of course, delivering the choice to upskill and reskill in future life. And I hope the clarity of vision of the strategic aims where we're looking to make sure that T levels become as famous as A-levels and really scale them up. And it's great to have all colleges have signed up by 2023. We've listened, was my message to say, look, because of the COVID pandemic that we've all had to endure, and I thank them for that, we've extended the period for another year to make sure we get the operation right so that we don't lose any of the quality and get the scale in T levels. And of course, listen to colleges when they told us, look, the barrier to entry is this English and maths requirement, which we don't require of A levels. So why should we unfairly disadvantage T levels? And I dealt with that. And I, of course, shared that with them today after the second reading in the House of the skills bill when I announced those changes. And I think on the whole, it really is an exciting time to be in further education. When I was at the Apprenticeship Czar 6 years ago, if you told me there will come a period when a prime minister will create the lifelong learning entitlement where you can, as an adult, upskill, reskill, pull off modules up to sort of 4 years of the equivalent of a degree, and we will back you on that, I would have bitten your arm off. And this is exactly what this prime minister is doing. So his plan for jobs is working. You know, 2 million fewer people who are not in employment and unemployed. That's also good. But we've got to continue that journey, as well as, of course, have some what I would call tactical interventions, like boot camps that we're currently scaling up, that will end up, I think, being very much part of that sort of cultural shift and a longer term building block for that sort of strategic vision of where skills need to get to in our country, so that actually everybody can navigate the skill system as easily as they do in Germany or in Switzerland or elsewhere. We've got 12,000 qualifications at level 3 and below. Our nearest competitor's got about 500 or fewer. So I think the sector certainly feels ready to come on this journey. It is their journey. They are the team. I am their champion. And that is what I promised them I will do.
I want to go into that in a little bit, in a lot more detail. I liked it. I thought he was really cool. And he started his speech with reflecting on how he came to the UK when he was 11. You know, he's a refugee from Iraq. And so, look, you know, I can be in this position. That's inspiring.
It's a powerful message, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really powerful message.
And I think he I liked him. You know, I've met a lot of education, so I've been doing this too long. I liked him a lot. He talked about ecosystem, loving that. Mm-hmm. And I think what is quite cool is that we got a little video from some quite significant parts of the ecosystem. If you want to play that, then let's have unpack it as we like to do. But I just think it's interesting that he's come. I like his story. His backstory is cool. What he spoke about was cool. It's whether or not he delivers, really. But I think he will. I like him. Let's play this vid.
Hi, I'm David Hughes from the Association of Colleges. We've just been listening to Nadeem Zahawi talking on stage, and he did a really authentic speech, and he talked about colleges, he talked about our sector, he talked about the partnership he wants with our sector, he talked about us giving him the evidence that led to the T-level English and maths issue being taken away. You know, he talked about how he wants to work with us and look at the evidence, and, you know, as Secretary of State's go, that's what we want. We want someone we can work with. And, you know, backstage, I had a big, really good chat with him about that. He wants to work with us. And do you know what? I think the really important thing is he knows that he needs to work with us to achieve what he wants to achieve. And that's right. You know, in partnership, as part of an ecosystem, DfE, ministers, officials, working with college leaders, getting it right for students, getting it right for the labour market, getting it right for the economy and communities. That's what it's all about. And even more importantly, he's a man who really understands learning. You know, he talks about his own story with passion, and he loves students. I've seen him with students, and he loves talking to them. So I think this is a man we can work with. I'm really excited. He said to us today he wants to work with us, he wants to be our partner, he wants to collaborate, he wants to co-construct the future. I think that's really good news for our sector. I think we're on the up. I think it's a really good future for us.
Hi folks, Tom Buick here, Chief Exec of the Federation of Awarding Bodies. Delighted to be here at the AOC conference in Birmingham. And particularly pleased as well that last night in the House of Commons, the Secretary of State, Nadeem Zahawi, announced a one-year delay to the defunding of Level 3 qualifications. Now, that's really important because it means we can get the rollout of T-levels right. Still only less than 2,000 students are on T-levels. It means they won't be now fully implemented until 2025. But it also gives my members, the Federation of Awarding Bodies, awarding organisations, the chance to ensure that their vocational technical qualifications, the ones that are good at progression and outcomes like BTECs and Cambridge Technicals, that there's a place for them potentially as well in this new landscape. If the Secretary of State comes good on his word, it's all about outcomes, evidence and opportunity, and that's something both here with college leaders and providers, but also with the AOs, we'll be carrying on that conversation as time goes on.
This was, we're live now, but this is on the fly. And Jane, I'm sorry, I kept seeing you, this kept waving. I know he's with people. What was interesting to be able to get it from when we talk about ecosystem, training providers got a mention. And I think there's so many times where we've been talking about ecosystem and talking about the wider sector, there was no mention for training providers. And like he mentioned, again, it's a stat which AELP will back up on stuff. 30% of apprenticeships are delivered within colleges. Where's the rest being delivered? And it's obviously part of the wider ecosystem. And I think that's cool. He's thinking that way. Do you know what I mean?
He is. It's that kind of that joined up approach. I think the key takeaway for me is that kind of that collaboration. He wants to collaborate. That's how it comes across anyway. It's that, you know, he's looking at the evidence. He's looking at the impact. He wants everybody to be involved and move it forward.
Yeah, no, definitely. And what I think is cool is he sort of, pre-brief, we get our pre-briefings as media, getting insights and this sort of stuff. He's talking about a new age of skills and a new spirit of optimism. I feel optimistic, do you know what I mean? I think we can actually, as Dave said, we can work this guy. I think he seems all right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it generally in the room, there was that air of optimism. Like you said, he's here.
Yeah.
You know, he's front and centre, he's talking. He's listening, hopefully. But yeah, absolutely. I think it's great to have him in person.
Yeah, I think it's really, really cool to have him in person. I think it's also some of the stuff he was talking about as well made total sense, mm-hmm. which is quite cool because sometimes I've been like, I don't get that. Over the years, I've met a few. He talked about having a double-edged sword on the strategy, really. So he's looking at data.
Yep.
And he's looking at being all very agile. He didn't use the word agile, but that's what he's doing. He's like looking at different ways that you can sort of build things, delivering on what's the immediate needs for now, having a long-term strategic plan.
Yeah.
Love that. I mean, how often have we had that?
Exactly, and how you link the two,
yeah.
and how you join out. So I think that's the key part as well. What can we learn from the short term, which will influence the longer term?
Yeah, 100%. And I think you also recognise the economic impact of skills.
Yeah.
And
skills economy.
Exactly. And with ONS figures come out, I don't know what day it is even this week. And that's, again, highlighting skills gaps. What it's like sort of going to be like sort of driving us forward is going to be the skills economy and how we get there.
Yeah. He referenced the regional pilots that they want to learn from. He referenced the kind of the artificial intelligence. He referenced
Dan in Cornwall as well. Very cool.
Yeah.
And I think both together, I think, is really interesting. And when we're sort of going that next stage, because this is the now stuff, that next stage of when you're starting to blend that together interdisciplinary, do you know what I mean? I think around like, how you can be looking at AI, machine learning, augmented reality, along with green skills and green tech, probably, hopefully. It's not just talk about this. I'm really hopeful now. I think it could be really cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, that we've got to hold him now to account. We've got to hold him to you know, it's been this positive start. So actually, let's build. Let's keep him to account.
Yeah, I agree. He's also talking about leveling up, boot camps, looking at ways to be able to engage with people, understanding how it's not just skills economy, but it also helps everyone's battling. Grow and progress and be able to move forward. Productivity. I like this guy. It made loads and loads of sense. I know they have advisors. I know it's all this sort of other stuff going on. It was apprenticeship, Czar, which has got the coolest name in it. I don't know. What a name. he's got background. He's got understanding.
He does as well. And I like the fact he referenced adult learners as well.
Yeah,
we know we know young learners are so important, but adult learners are too. It's their, you know, it's their journey. We need the skills system to be able to support adult learners.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's not easy to scale back on stuff as well and to like sort of, you know, listen and adjust.
Mm-hmm.
That takes courage. That's brave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think it's great that you did the announcement about, you know, rethinking around sort of level three T levels, all the rest of it, about to get things ready. Is it ready? Like, yeah, no, I've listened. That was courageous.
It is. And I think, but I think it's incumbent on, for example, for us as an awarding organization to look at that data. What evidence can we gather? What data can we gather? How can we get that to them? How can we show the impact that some of this has? How can we show that kind of evidence and impact?
Yeah, 100%. I just think also, you know, you highlighting spending reviews, obviously got, you know, he smashed it as vaccine vinegar, did he? Absolutely, totally did it. So he's going to have like good favour with, like you said, a prime minister who's actually really dead keen on skills, and also a chancellor is also dead keen on skills and also employability. I don't know, it's really exciting.
That's key though, isn't it? It's that relationship with the chancellor and the treasury.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of unlock that, you know, unlock that funding.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Rishi is very passionate about this, or, you know, he's showing that he is and stuff. I'm excited. Yeah. Is it a new era? Please, let me know.
The message, though, that he wants stability for the sector, I think that's really key as well. I think he's recognised that it's been kind of ups and downs, bumps in the road, but actually to have some of that stability, you know, moving forward, it's what we need.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just trying to future-proof FE for decades to come. That was his actual line. I mean, throwing pens around, you're going to hear that on the mic. But, I mean, that's a really, you know, cool way to be looking. He's looking at legacy. He's looking at, you know, he's horizon looking. He's, I don't know, I'm excited. I don't often sort of get like, I've heard a speech from an education secretary. I'm like, that place. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, I love the line as well. I think just looking here, kind of to, rather than just to say to fuel, you know, it's the green fuel to turbocharge the skills economy. So referencing that green element in there as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I really liked him. I'm right. Let's move on from the dean because I'm getting all a bit like sort of romancing him. Do you know what I mean? He's like, I'm loving it. We've got a guest I'd like to bring in. Jonathan, would you like to join us? He's live on a stand, so if you go, apologise in advance. Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Gavin. Hi, David.
How are you?
Yeah, really good. I'm a very busy stand in the past 20 seconds. As you can't see what's going on behind me, but we're having a good time. Lots of conversations, lots of...
It's nice. I'll be diving over there in a bit as well.
We'll save you a couple, Gavin.
What's been your favourite part of the conference? We're at lunchtime now, and I'm feeling hungry. It's lunchtime now for day two. Now is when some people start to reflect as to what it is. Jonathan, what's been your favourite thing for this conference?
I think there's been a couple of things, Gavin. I think the first thing for me is it's just absolutely fantastic to be around people within the sector talking about young people's life opportunities and future careers. And to do that in a kind of face-to-face capacity when we've had such a trying time over the last 18 months is really, really, you know, fantastic to see and to be involved in. And I think secondly, the real buzz around the sector again, I completely concur with some of the stuff you and David have been talking about. We're getting a real sense here that people are really excited about how we can support and improve and help their future learning career pathways. And that's really great to see, because obviously you're quite right. The words are cheap. It's the doing that counts. And obviously we're really keen as an organization to implement that and promote and advance learning where possible. Notice I got the tagline in quickly there, David.
I did.
What's been your favourite bit of the conference, David?
I think the involvement, for me, the involvement actually of the learners within the conference. So we had the dancers had such a powerful performance to open it. Yeah. You know, they've had them involved in the kind of the catering, the event management. Yeah.
Got a couple of media guys out the back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's been key. It's kind of get them involved.
Yeah. No, it's great to see. I can't ask everyone and not get involved. I really enjoyed meeting the dean. I've totally bromanced it. I think what was great was that he's come. You know what I mean? He's had to do a big announcement and come and then just sort of unpack that more. But what I think is cool is he didn't use the word agile, but he's being in an agile way. He's looking at incremental steps as to what can work, because otherwise, if you do it waterfall method, get all project management in, but if you did it waterfall method, you could miss your mark massively. And I just think those incremental steps helps you get there, but he's also thinking longer term. I just feel really chuffed about that, you know.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the other things for me, which have been kind of key takeaways from the conference as well, is the focus that's been on the kind of the mental health element.
Yeah.
The sustainability element, which have been two really key themes which have really resonated through the couple of days.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's one thing I'll always really enjoy about AOC, and I think I'm just going to play a little video to show you what I mean. I got a little bit excited at the front of this video. I was seeing your reflection, but let me play this. That's how much I love this bit.
One of the coolest things at the AOC conference is the merchandise. What is the coolest merch of AOC 2021? Let the competition commence.
We've got the tribal owls,
cake pops, and mugs.
We have an oasis of calm. Finally, an Cognosys brain. A personal favourite is the one file claw machine. ITS have got balls.
I couldn't help that last line. Sorry about that. What's been your favourite merch?
Oh well, I've got to say, and see if it cake pops. I think they've kept me going. But I also like the Apdem pigs, the kind of the squidgy pigs, the stress pigs. I like them.
Okay. Jonathan, what's been your favourite bit of merch?
I have to say, Gavin, your comments about the one file claw grabber. If you think about, you're trying to attract people to come and talk to you, what a fantastic way of getting them to stay and then be really competitive to try and win something. I thought that was genius, and I think something, David, we might look at for the future.
Definitely something we can learn there.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you, team. One of the guys on the train station, and I've come here on my own. They took me out on the first night. It made me feel very, very welcome. Thank you, one file. I think it's there's everyone comes for policy and wants to better hear the big announcements. The second thing people ever say, I don't know about it to you, is what merch they got. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that in. It isn't being irrelevant to the it is a big part of
it is exactly what we were saying. The suitcases are always heavier on the way back than they are on there.
No, going home with a bag of goodies for your friends and family is what it's about sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. If you was to sort of, you know, wrapping this all up, if you was to dream and dream big, what would you want to see as outcomes from today and sort of driving things forward? What do you want to see
there? I really want to see that kind of collaboration continue. I think that's absolutely crucial. And I think seeing actions and outputs, let's hold people to account. The talk is fantastic, and we're motivated, but I want to see actions and outcomes. And I really want to see more opportunity for young people, for adult learners to be involved in the consultations, you know, on the any changes that they make. This impacts them. They've got to have a voice. So that's my think big.
Yeah, no, that's cool, because it's really good that you highlighted about, there was an opening, well, I said it yesterday, there was an opening sort of performance, and it was a dance performance, and we've all seen those, and they'd be like, yeah, that's great. This was actually really moving.
It was.
You know, and it was really, really cool. It really choreographed well, and it really set the scene. We just said COP26 is all around looking at the future, which, you know, we're going to hopefully be around long enough to see, you know, but it's yeah, we're passing it on.
We're passing it on, yeah.
And I think you got a really, really cool point there around having more and more learners involved. That's a cool thing about this. Jonathan, what would you, if you could dream big, what would you want to see?
I think going back to David's point, what we're trying to achieve here is to try and provide that community collaborative approach where we've got two ears and one mouth, and we use them in that order, and we ensure that we get the outcomes that really matter to people rather than just tick a box and go through the motions. We actually provide real impact, real energy and passion and enthusiasm around the outcomes that those learners can achieve. And I think if we can get together and do that across the sector, that's kind of what the big dream should be. I know it is, but we need to keep saying it, believing it, living and breathing it to make it happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. I use that term all the time, two ears, one mouth. You might be laughing. For me, I think it's really good that we've had the word ecosystem, someone's ecosystem, but ecosystem used a lot. And it's key. We can't do this alone. You're right, two ears, one mouth. We all need to better listen to then to better sort of go for it. I think it's really, really interesting that I'm going to go about the theme. I love the theme. Like it's interesting. He talks about, you know, awarding. He talks about college. He talks about employer. He mentioned the word training provider. I mean, how often do you hear that? Yeah. It's the ecosystem. We've got to do this all together. Plus also all the different, you know, separate parts around sort of employability to then, like, you know, progression into HE. It's so much more. And I'm just holding on to that. Please, let this be real. Let this be real that we're going to look at data. We're going to be intelligent about this. We're going to move forward. One reflection is that we've all had to sort of work in a digital way. I mean, we're a digital first organization and it's hybrid. We ain't been hybrid here. And I just think we are the hybrid of here. And I think that's a little bit of a mismatch. I think even, like, you know, stuff like the badges have not even got a QR code or anything like that. It's sort of how are we sort of being digital first, and how we sort of can we, like, move forward, don't go backwards. It's cool, we're at the same location as before. I've been doing this for 18 years. It's the same. I mean, the same room I've been in for 18 years. It's the same, and that's cool, but how do we then progress and move forward? My fear is we don't move backwards. We can't go backwards. We can only go forwards.
I think it was great to see also, though, the kind of, you know, the carbon offset that they've done, actually having it hybrid, like you say, that takes it that next step. You know, that takes it that next step further. And, you know, we've talked about the merch. Again, though, it was noticeable that there's less and less of that. You know, we've got that sustainability element coming through.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who's got another stand, and they were saying then they're limited what much they can do because of looking at sustainability, and I think that's right. Mm-hmm. And it's the right way to sort of go, but I just think it's my only fear is we've got to go forward. The past is gone. We must draw a line underneath it, and that was all cool. We can't throw it away. We got to be able to do blended, you know. And I just think, yeah, we're asking everyone else to do it. We've asked everyone in the country to do it. Why aren't we doing it? And I just think, yeah, we cannot go backwards. That's my one and only fear for this.
We've all got to learn. Yeah. We're all learners.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, yeah, totally, every day, you know. And I just think it's interesting. Jonathan, final reflections. What do you think about AOC driving forward, looking back? What's been your reflection?
I think this is about the fourth or fifth event I've been to, and every time I come, I'm always get that sense of excitement about the sector. But as you say, we need to keep driving the change, implement the right type of change, and move forward together as a community of learners, if you like, as David has said. That's the only way we're going to be successful. And I my reflection is that there's so many good people in these rooms. We've got the right minds, the right people, the right impact now, hopefully, for our learners. And that's what this is about.
Yeah, 100%. Only as a collective can we actually drive this forward, for definite. David, what's your final reflections on the AOC Conference 2021?
I think it's been a good couple of days. It's been great to start having the conversations again, making the connections again, getting that kind of forward momentum going. You know, as Jonathan said, that we've got to keep driving it forward. And I think this has been a really good conference for that. Getting people around the table again, but let's keep that going.
Yeah, and I think there's been lots of there's been main announcements on stage. There's been loads of fringe stuff happening. You know, like just the research yesterday, stuff around the team, this stuff around loads of different other organisations doing new launches on stuff. And I think that's cool. And I think it's just like, how can we bring everyone together? Collective is the only way we can do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our time is but done. My reflection would be, I just feel hope, you know? I feel hope. You know, we've had a time when it's been hard, you know. It's been hard. It's been hard for mental health. It's been hard for, like, you know, working in new different ways. It's been hard to better engage and not let learners down, not let employers down. I don't know. The dean today, I just fell up. I was a couple of times on these shows, like, yes! And stuff. You can't really do that in these sorts of venues. It's a bit faux pas, that. Do you know what I mean? But I felt like that. And I like feeling like that, you know. And I think it's important. These are changing people's lives, you know.
We need to feel like that as a sector.
Yeah.
We need to feel like that. You know, the work that we're doing is valued. We need to feel like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that it will be a really good place to finish this one up. A bit more, yeah, come on. Because we can.
Come on.
Yeah. Everyone, thank you for joining us today. For those that join us on Catch Up, I know most people join on Catch Up. I hope this gave you a little bit of an insight what it's like at AOC 2021. I've had real privilege of coming.
It's been great, yeah.
Some people, yeah, I haven't had a chance to go. I've sometimes take it for granted, like I just go to these things, and I've been to a lot of these, and hopefully gave you a little bit of an insight, because the merch is a big thing. Backstage, how does it all happen? All of the people coming together. I mean, that conference hall was packed, and it's quite something to see. Also, a bit like, I'm not used to sitting near like 1,000 people. Do you know what I mean? I was trying to spray Dettol at one point. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, I just think, hopefully, you can get an insight of what it's been like to be here, some of the major outcomes that have come. It's totally collaborated, co-produced. I want to be able to say thank you to Lindsay, to Danielle, you've done great. And I'd also like to say thank you, Jonathan, my co-host David. Again, it's been really cool. Team Effie News, thank you, Kelly, thank you, Leah, thank you, Finley. And we'll see you all again really, really soon. And here comes our outro video, and I love it. I think hopefully you like it too.